Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, openings, closings, extensions, even a temporary strike all continue as we enter a new year and a new season. That's on this coast, the lucky one right now. More on that subject in a moment. Well, this past week, 33 shows played on Broadway with 290,000 tickets sold. The average ticket price, $155. Several have closed now, including Stereophonic, Hills of California, Cult of Love, and others. Extended once again is Eureka Day. They should change the name to Eureka Days. Now it's up till early February. Others, like the aforementioned Stereophonic, are heading to London's West End, and of course many are starting their national tours. Don't give up. Even shows like Gypsy and Sunset Boulevard are on the TKTS list at times. The only ones that remain ungettable are Lion King, Hamilton, and Wicked. Sometimes MJ and Harry Potter. But I always suggest folks just go to the theaters themselves the day of and see what's available. Now, about that strike, well, as we speak, the labor union representing stagehands walked off Sunday from Manhattan's prestigious Atlantic Theater Company, prompting the company to postpone two productions that had already begun performances, and to warn that union demands could force similar closings. The strike comes at a time when many nonprofits are running deficits and facing serious financial challenges, but also at a time when the labor movement nationally has been emboldened and insistent on better pay and working conditions. Actors Equity, now run, by the way, by Brooke Shields, is the labor union representing stage performers, and they support the stagehands. Now, the Atlantic canceled several performances, at least, of Grief Camp and I'm Assuming You Know David Greenspan, both of which had just begun previews. Well, both now postponed indefinitely. As for many good things on the horizon, well, besides George Clooney as Edward R. Murrow, Denzel Washington as Othello, and Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin, those are all coming. It was just announced that the Jonathan Larson Project features more than 20 undiscovered songs, newly discovered now by the Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning writer of Rent. That new musical will begin previews on February 14th at the Orpheum Theater for a 16-week limited run. And we have a somewhat surprising but welcome return engagement of Sam Kisajukian's, I hope I pronounced that right, 300 Paintings at the Vineyard. That one, which I reviewed here, is a creative combo of stand-up and memoir storytelling. Another rather interesting return of sorts is Still, S-T-I-L-L, which I saw last season with Tim Daly and Jane Atkinson off Broadway. Well, now it's returning, this time to the Sheen Center on Bleecker Street, with a different duo, Melissa Gilbert, who you'll know from Little House on the Prairie, and Mark Moses, who you'll know from Desperate Housewives and Mad Men. Still is about a one-time couple reuniting years later with different lives and, well, different politics. That 8-week return engagement begins on January 28th. And coming to Lincoln Center is a production of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts, G-H-O-S-T-S, Ghosts. The show begins performances at the Mitzi E. Newhouse Theater on February 13th with an official opening set for March 10th. That cast will feature Billy Crudup, Ella Beatty, Hamish Linklater, and Lily Rabe. Wow. And this sounds promising. The Roundabout Theater Company has its full cast now for the off-Broadway world premiere of Liberation, written by Bess Wohl and directed by Whitney White. More women ruling the stages, as I have been reporting about all year. Those performances begin January 31st at the Laura Pels Theater. The ensemble features wonderful actresses like Betsy Adam and Susanna Flood. Speaking of creative women, I managed to see one this past week called Giggling Granny. Now, this one character piece is the true story of a serial killer named Nancy Doss. Written by Marsha Lee Shinas, the production at TNC, Theater for a New City, stars a terrific actress named Marilyn Criss. In 70 rather compelling minutes, she tells us how she eliminated four husbands, at one point even giving us her recipe for a special pie with the additional ingredient of arsenic. Nancy Doss was apparently a delightful personality, unless you were married to her. And this is an enjoyable piece by a highly talented performer with a long and impressive resume. Now, of course, all of this is relative, as Southern California has been burning all week. Some performances of Wicked at the Hollywood Pantages Theater have been canceled due to the extreme winds and fire conditions. Same with the Pasadena Playhouse. As you know, when I'm in Los Angeles, where I have a suddenly threatened home, I review the city's growing but always struggling theater community. Hey, even driving to a show in good times can take hours. Well, there is already one stage fatality. The small but beloved Theater Palisades has been completely lost to the fire, just days before the company was scheduled to begin performances on a new production. Anyway, good luck to us all, and I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.